It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad you could join us in the studio today. Two wonderful gentlemen who help every year, it seems, with the Kids Fishing Derby at the Norfolk National Fish Hatchery. We've got Scott Salentz, who's the vice president of the Friends of the Norfolk National Fish Hatchery and the chairman of the Kids Fishing Derby. And we have John Casey, who is the project leader at the Fish Hatchery. Thank you both for coming in. The Derby is this Saturday. Every year, this is a huge hit. John, how many kids you have last year, do you remember?
Around 150, maybe more. I'm not really sure, Scott.
We had about 176 kids.
Yeah. 176.
No, he's normally, it's around 250, but yeah. This last year was about 176, plus their parents.
Yes. Yeah, got to count them in as well. But it's usually right around 200. But this is really geared toward the future of the hatchery, because we need to get our young people interested in the ecology in the hatchery itself and promote it and keep it going as we move forward because of the conservation efforts and everything that goes along with it. So this is not only a fun event, it's an educational event, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Kids from the area get to come out and they get food. They play games. There are raffles. And, of course, they get to fish. So, John, tell the kids what they need or the parents need to bring with the kids when they come out.
Well, they definitely need to bring their own fishing tackle. So they need a rod and reel. They need bait, of course. And then there will be probably somebody on hand. There's normally somebody on hand that if they have some kind of mishap with a fishing pole or, you know, their line gets messed up, and there'll be somebody there that can do a little rod and reel repair. Of course, I would say suntan lotion would be a plus. And so, you know, there's lots of things, maybe a few snacks or something. But like I said, there will be food provided.
You guys usually have hot dogs or something to feed the kids.
Hot dogs and chips, and there'll be some drinks. So, but it'll be a fun time.
Always. And yes, like you said, with the suntan lotion or your sunscreen, you definitely want that. Hats, you know, protect the kiddos from the sun. That's where all the damage happens, is when we're young, not when we're older. Sad to say, but true. Now, this is held Saturday right below the Norfolk Lake Dam, correct?
Yes. It'd be centered around the two boat ramps down there.
Right.
And they'll be fishing up and down the river on both sides.
And you stock the fish?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We'll put about 2,000 fish out that day just specifically for that event. And we'll probably put about 1,000 in right before it happens, and then usually about halfway through we'll put another 1,000 in.
Wow. That's a lot of fish.
Right there in that area, concentrated, that's a pretty good chunk of change right there for that small of event or that size or that type of event.
Exactly. And how large are the fish?
They'll average 11 inches. That's a pretty good size fish.
That's a good size fish. Now, do they get to keep the fish, or is this catch and release?
It depends upon where they're at. You know, some of the kids will venture into the mouth of Dry Run Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that rules there apply just like everything else. They can't keep them. But the ones they catch in the river, they can keep.
Yeah. So the raffles, do you have any idea what some of the prizes are, Scott?
Okay, let me just go back to when the tournament's going to be. It's going to be June 8th, this coming Saturday, and registration starts at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's early, but we need all the kids to register with each age group. And the fishing starts at 9 o'clock. We let them walk down to the North Fork River, and they can start fishing on the North Fork River. We have three age groups, 2 to 5, 6 to 10, and 11 to 15. The 2 to 5-year-olds will be fishing in three small pools, plastic pools that we fill up with water. Mm-hmm. The hatchery comes by and backs up their truck and loads each pool up with fish. And that way the little tots can go ahead and fish inside those pools.
Mm-hmm.
The 6 to 10, 11, 15s will fish the North Fork River. And somewhere around 11:30, we'll stop all the fishing and we'll go up to the where the boat launching ramp is. We'll go up on the area of the Army Corps of Engineers, where everything's at. We'll have actually prizes for every child. The first 250 kids will receive a gift.
How nice.
And there'll also be trophies handed out for first place, second place, and third place for all age groups. And then we'll have two trophies for the biggest trout caught for the two age groups of 6 to 10 and 11 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be two trophies for that. So it'll be a lot of fun. And after we hand out the trophies and all the kids have the prizes, like we said, there's going to be hot dogs and potato chips and lemonade for everybody to have for lunch.
Sounds great. And it's always a good time. Never heard anybody complain and say, oh, the kids didn't have a good time.
No.
One of the things parents need to know, or grandparents, whomever, you can't just drive up, drop your kid off, and no.
That's
this is
correct.
Not
the
what this is about.
Parents have to be with their child.
Right. Yeah. This is a family event.
Right.
Yes.
Now, we do have what's called fish marshals out in the river with the kids,
mm-hmm.
and every time they catch a trout, every child will wear a placard on their chest, and the fish marshal will come by and measure the trout. Let's say it's 16 inches, the right 16-inch brown or rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a couple hours of fishing, we'll add all these sizes up to come up with the total amount of inches that child has had caught. And that's how they get their first, second, and third place trophies.
That's great. That sounds like so much fun. And before we wrap up, I want to also kind of touch on becoming a friend of the Norfolk National Fish Hatchery. This is very important, and it's easy. All you have to do is go to the website at NorfolkHatcheryFriends.org, and you can click on the PayPal button, and you can pick out your type of membership, and they guide you through that whole process. Super user-friendly. I went through it myself, and they'll send you a packet, and unless you're renewing your membership, you can do it that way as well. But this helps solidify the future of the hatchery, and it's so important that we get people involved in this, right?
That's correct, Kim, and we are a support group of the hatchery, and we can do things for them that they would not be able to do with the state, as far as getting things approved or, you know, some small finances that we can help out the hatchery with. I also want to point out that this is the free fishing weekend.
That's right.
Nobody needs licenses. All the regulations are intact. You have to abide by the regulations to fish for the certain trout, the amount of species. But nobody needs a fishing license or trout permit.
That's great. And it does makes it super easy to, you know, if you've never done it before, go try it out. This is the weekend to do it and help keep trout fishing alive in Arkansas. I happen to love the flavor of trout myself. A lot of people say they don't like it. I love trout. So, you know, if you got any extra, bring them by. I would love to invite you both to come back before the outdoor adventure in September.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about that and how involved you guys are with that. But we want to invite everybody out. That is this Saturday, just a couple of days away, and you need to register at 8 a.m.
That's correct.
Right below the dam. This is the kids' annual fishing derby. How many years have you been doing this, John?
Well, I've been here since 1997. They were doing it when I got here, so I don't know how many years they were doing it before I got here.
But
so
you've been doing this.
I've been doing this one, yes, since 97.
Well, Kim, I also own James Trout Fishing Resort.
That's right.
And when I got here in 1993, we were donating funds to the Friends group specifically for the kids fishing
for
derby
this
every year. And so we've been doing it for 24 years.
It's a tradition that we need to keep alive and keep
right.
growing.
Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing up the membership, and if people can become a member. And also, your donations will help towards having these type of activities.
Absolutely.
Every single penny that goes towards our donations to the Kids Fishing Derby goes right to the Kids Fishing Derby, and not out of our, you know, general fund. So your donations help very much.
Yeah, they're all volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen, both for taking time out of your busy schedule. Have a great time this weekend.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. We will talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.